Proclamation number 6848, dated the June 9th, 1957. Reason for the revelations. I want to reveal myself to all of you who listen to me as a God of love, wisdom and omnipotence. My revelations require but an open heart, a ready ear that listens to my voice when I speak. And my revelations will always be proof of my love for you, because I speak to you like a father to his children, admonishing, instructing, comforting and promising love. I want to touch the hearts of you who listen to me. I want to make you happy by speaking to you. I want to give you something that will help you progress, light and strength, which is needed by every being in order to come closer to me. Therefore, I speak to you. However, I also want to reveal my fundamental nature to you. I want you to recognize me as a God of love, wisdom and omnipotence and, once you have recognized me, also see the Father in me and then strive towards me as my children. If you believe in my love, wisdom and omnipotence, then you'll also surrender to me in meekness and love and relinquish every resistance that still keeps you separated from me. And that is the reason why I reveal myself to you. For you all should know that your God and Creator would like to embrace you with infinite love which, however, will not abide resistance. And in order to break your resistance, I speak to you. Yet I will not force you to listen to me. Nevertheless, you shall feel my love as soon as you hear my voice. You shall be touched by a flow of energy which shall prove to you that it is I who speaks to you, but that the flow of energy becomes instantly less effective if you continue to resist, whereas it will keep growing when you are willing to accept my word. I want to bring a light to all of you whose spirit is still dark and prepare you such that the spheres of light will be able to receive you. Yet this is only possible if, due to your faith in me, you decide to live a life of active love. If, however, you are able to love me, you will also feel the inner desire to do kind-hearted deeds, and so that you may learn to love me, I reveal myself to you. You humans on earth certainly speak of a God whom you fear and honor as a power at whose mercy you are, which can destroy or judge you, if you still believe in it, but you do not offer him the love he would like to receive from you. Roman 1. However, only you want to be loved, for then a far better relationship can be established than fear can bring about. I want to receive your love and constantly pursue this love. Yet you will only be able to love a being whose perfection you recognize and of whose love, wisdom and might you are convinced. And if I can speak to you myself, you will soon gain the conviction that my love for you is infinite, that my wisdom is unparalleled and my might unlimited. And then you will also surrender and long to unite with me eternally. And thus, words of love will continue to be spoken to you which seek to enter your hearts. And anyone who willingly receives me shall be gladdened by my words, and I will open the gate to beat it you'd for him, for with my word I will bring him a light and as soon as it shines, all darkness will leave him, he will recognize me as the light of eternity. He will love me with all his heart and stay with me forever. Amen.